Brethren, like I said, we are here tonight to pray. So we are going to be praying for family. We'll be praying for church. And we'll be praying for mission. And we'll be praying for nations. Family first. And Brother Shegun will be leading us on the prayer for family. While Brother Rajesh will be leading us on prayer for church. Our Pastor Allah will be leading us on prayer for mission. We are supporting mission in various places. We need to pray for them. Even those we are not supporting. Mission all over the world. We need to pray for them. Where you cannot go, these people are going there. You that you cannot move away from your comfort zone, the missionaries are moving towards that side. We need to pray for them. And for the nations, nations are rise up against each other. We need to pray for it. The nation of Oman itself, we have to pray for it. So I call on Brother Shegun to lead us in the family prayer. Let's put our hand together for Jesus.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day. He has made me glad. Can we rise up, please? I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter. Enter his court with praises. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. You know what the Bible says? It says, before you call, I will what? All the prayers we want to pray tonight, believe it. God has answered them before you even say it. Because we're going to pray for our families. So, but let's sing a song of thanksgiving to say, Lord, we know you've answered. Even before we call upon you, you've answered. So sing that song and dance with it to say, Lord, thank you for hearing my prayers. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praises, I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Hallelujah, I am so I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Amen. God wants to bless us tonight. God wants to bless every family here tonight. And I tell you, brethren, you must believe the word of God. Mark 11:22. Let's keep standing, please. Mark 11:22. He says, have faith in God. Tell your neighbor, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive that person, so that your Father in heaven may what? Forgive you too. Now James 1:6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So therefore, you must what? Believe. You must trust in the word of God. Because he said in Isaiah 65:24, before you call, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The Lord wants to bless every family tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'm sharing this scripture so that you know that whatever prayer you're going to ask for tonight, you must ask for it in faith. You must believe that when you pray, God has answered what? Answered you. Amen. And it says again in Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and he stood firm. You are going to speak like God tonight. You're going to speak the way God speaks into every situation of your life when we start to pray. You're going to speak by yourself. Every child, you must speak by yourself. Concerning your need, concerning your family, you will speak for yourself. Amen. And it will come to pass. Because God speaks, and when God speaks concerning things that are not, he calls them as though they were, and they're established. And so it will be established in our lives tonight in the name of Jesus. Again, the last one for that, to just quicken our hearts more. Say, as it is written, Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. God calls to being things that were not. Every dead thing in our life, we'll call it to life tonight in the name of Jesus. And so things that were not in our life, we'll call it to life tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, we have thanked God tonight. I want us to ask God tonight in Psalm 103:2. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? Can we pray for every family here tonight? Maybe you hold yourself too, so that nobody sleeps. Hold yourself too and pray for the next person around you. That Lord, thank you. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my brother. Thank you, Lord, for walking in his life, for walking in our life. Thank you, Father, Lord, for all that you have done for the person from the beginning of the year. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my family. Thank you for everybody in my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the children in school. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, for healing all our diseases, for redeeming us from the pit. Thank you, Lord, for satisfying our desires with good things this year. Thank you, Father, for renewing our strength like the eagle. Thank you, Lord. Just thank him. Thank him because he has been so good, gracious to us. We've not lost anybody. God has been gracious to us. He has kept us together as a family, as a church. Thank you for every family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. From January to now, you have helped us. And you that started this good work in us, you will finish it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my extended family members. Lord, thank you. that we are not receiving letters of sorrows and all that. That, Lord, you have kept us. Thank you, Lord. That you provided for our school fees. That you provided food in the house. That you protect us. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We have just about 2 months to finish this year, right? Today is the 31st, right? Yeah, so in the next few seconds will be, minutes will be in the second to the last month of the year. I want us to pray. You know, if you're expecting something and you have not received it from January till now, you know, this year has not ended. I have a culture of holding on to God. If I've been asking for God for something and he has not brought it to pass, I will say, Lord, this year has not ended. Even if it's remaining one day or one night, I say, Lord, before it ends, you must answer me. And he will, let's pray to God now, that pray for your family. I say, Lord, before this year runs out, I am looking up to you. Whatever I'm asking of, whatever you're asking, Lord, let it come to pass. Whatever you're asking of the Lord, pray it now. He said, before you call, I will answer. Whatever you have been expecting, whatever you have been waiting on God for, I am telling you, God is here. God is here. He said, whatever you ask for in my name, I will give it. God is here tonight. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Just ask the Lord. You say, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. Ask in his name, in the name of Jesus. He will satisfy your desires with good things. It's the Lord that satisfies our desire with good things. He will satisfy it for you too. Let's sing this song as a prayer tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's sing this song as a prayer. It says, see me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through, Lord Jesus, see us through. There is a race that we must run. There are victories to be won. Give us power every hour to be true. Through this year, Lord, see us through, Lord Jesus. Pray that God will see your family through this year. See us through, Lord Jesus, see us through. There is a race that we must run. There are victories to be won. Give us power every hour to be true. Oh Lord Jesus, I want you to pray. So Lord, see us through this year. See my family through. You have brought us this far. Lord, protect us, uphold us, strengthen us. Jesus, see us through. Provide for us, Lord. There is a race that we must run. There are victories to be won. Give us power every hour to be true. Now I want us to pray for every of our children in the family. Every child in the family. We are living in a world that is so terrible. You know, we are living in a world that is full of evil now. But we are children of light. But our children are being challenged every day in school, on the playground, everywhere they go, they are being challenged. I want us to pray that the Lord will protect our children. Every child in our family, that as they go out, the Lord will protect them. From LGBTQ, every day children are being challenged by homosexuals, by every kind of things that are in our world. They will not be pushed into those molds in the name of Jesus. They will be able to defend themselves. Let's pray that our families will be protected. Let's pray that every child will be protected. Let's pray that the Lord will protect our seed. He will protect our children from every attack, from every challenge they are facing out there. That they will not be pushed into the mold of the world in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray for the children in our families this way. Isaiah 60:11 says, For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seed to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. And I will say, spring up in our families. Amen. That righteousness shall what? Spring up in our families. He said, for as the soil makes the sprout come up, and garden causes seed to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up. Righteousness and praise will spring up in our families, among our children, among the parents, in the name of Jesus. I will begin to pray for our family. that righteousness and praise will spring up in your family, that the Lord will distinguish your family with righteousness and praise in the name of Jesus, this year and forever, in the name of Jesus, wherever our children are, that righteousness and praise will spring up in their lives, in the name of Jesus, in our home, in our family, that they will grow in grace. Our children shall grow in grace in every family. They shall grow in grace. They shall grow in wisdom. They shall grow in understanding. Righteousness and praise shall spring forth from every child in every home in this church, in the name of Jesus. Remember, the Lord said, before you call, I will answer. By the time you are speaking, He has already answered us. Let's speak out to Him. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to still pray for our children. The Bible says in Psalm 144 verse 12, then our sons and our daughters in their youth will be like a nurtured plant. Amen. And our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Amen. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Amen. Our sheep will increase by thousands. Amen. By 10,000s in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls. No going into captivity. No cry of distress in our streets, in our homes, in the name of Jesus. Blessed is the people of whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord, and God is our God. Amen. So I want you to begin to pray for your family right now, that your children shall be like nurtured plants in the name of Jesus. Can we begin to pray? That your daughters, your sons, they shall be like nurtured plants. Our youth shall be like nurtured plants. Every family shall be like a nurtured plant, well nurtured. Well nurtured plants. You know how they dress plants, how they take care of plants, even on the street here. How they give them water at their season. Early in the morning, they have bathed, they are giving them water. So, same way. That our children will be nurtured. That God will give us grace to nurture them. The Spirit of God will nurture them. The power of God will nurture our children, will nurture our families. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking that our barns will be filled. Let's pray for that our barns will be filled. Your accounts will be filled by the grace of God. Let's pray that none of us will be taken into captivity in the name of Jesus. That the power of God will be upon every one of us who walk in our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I think you should face your neighbor now. Face your neighbor. Just face one person and pray the next prayer. And I want you to pray for that family you are facing. That family that person is representing. Just pray for that family that the Lord, and we're still praying for the children, that the Lord will open their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Our children, not just us as elders and as parents, that our children, the Lord will open their minds to understand the scriptures so that they can be able to face their world. Can we pray? Pray for that family. Pray for that person represented before you. That family represented before you. Pray that the minds of our children will be open. The minds of everyone will be open to the scriptures. They will understand it. They will be able to break the word. They will be able to understand and teach the word. They will be able to live by the word in the name of Jesus. That they will respond. Each and every one of our children will respond to God's word in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I still want you to pray, laying your hands on the next person representing a family before you. And if it's your family, you pray another prayer. Isaiah 11:3. And I really want us to pray for our children, because I tell you, something is happening in our world. If your child is not secured, they will shake him out there. And he can go, your child that is supposed to, maybe a girl that is supposed to marry to a man, he will say it's another girl she wants to marry. A boy that is supposed to marry to a girl, to another lady, will say it's a man that he wants to marry. Is it not happening? Is it not happening? It's happening. The world, the fabrics of the church, the fabrics of our family, they are being shaken by the world. So if your family is not standing properly on the word of God, you'll be swayed away. We will not be swayed away in Jesus' name. So I want us to pray this prayer for our family again by saying, In Isaiah 11:3, he said, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. That is, our children shall be made in quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Let's pray for our children right now, that they will be made with quick understanding in the fear. They will fear God. God will put his fear in their hearts. They will honor God with their lives, in that wherever they are, home or abroad, in Oman or Canada, anywhere our children are, they will fear the Lord. The Lord will put his fear in their heart. He will help them. As he's giving them understanding, he will help them in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. See, and the spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. That is on our children. And the spirit of wisdom and understanding and spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord will rest upon the families. Will rest upon every family in this church in the name of Jesus. Shall we begin to pray? For our children, for the father, for the mother, let the spirit of God rest upon us. Let the fear of God rest in our homes. Let the understanding, power, and wisdom of God rest in our homes. Let the Lord distinguish these families, distinguish every family in this church with his presence in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, there are some families amongst us, probably some children are struggling, you know, probably they are struggling in school, maybe they are struggling for admissions, they are struggling for one thing or the other. I want us to pray for a breakthrough for such families, a breakthrough for such children that are waiting for one thing or the other, that are waiting for admission, that are waiting for provisions, financial provision, material provision to enter schools. Lord, provide. Lord, let the heavens be open upon the families. Let the open up be open upon such families that are waiting, that are needy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show them mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Let the doors and the cisterns of heaven be open upon us in abundance. Let there be financial overflow in abundance. Let there be help. Let there be help for us. Let there be favor. Let your favor rest. Let your favor rest upon us. Let your favor surround every child, every family, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, we are still praying for families. And the Bible says that we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. Amen. In Ephesians 6:10-20, but I will just pick some scriptures out of it. It says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against what? The flesh. Look, when I'm talking, please look at the screen. You see the scriptures, because it will help you to pray. You see, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against powers of this world, against principalities and powers of this world, against forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's what the Bible says. And then in verse 16, it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, by which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, if you tell me that demons are not flying around and whispering and causing problems in families, in homes, removing the peace of people, removing peace in the families, causing troubles within husband and wife, causing trouble between children, disagreement between parents and children, causing all manner of evil in the family. If you said it's not happening, it's a lie. It's happening. Demons will come and whisper. Maybe there's just a little problem between husband and wife. Then it will make a mountain out of a molehill. You understand that? You know, it will magnify a problem that is not supposed to be magnified. Let's pray against the forces that are working like that in every home, in any home, that they will not prosper again in our homes in the name of Jesus. That no weapon fashioned against any family in this world will prosper. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. Pray for the family before you. Pray for that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. Every whispering of the devil, every place of the withdrawal of peace will not prosper from this moment in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and ask the Lord, protect our families. Lord, protect our family. Protect our homes. Protect my husband. Protect my wife. Protect my children from all the devilish acts and plans in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us. We resist the devil. We resist the cohorts of the devil. We resist all his cohorts in the name of Jesus. Let's pull down all strongholds. Let's pull down all the powers of hell. Let's pull down all the principalities and powers, demons, demonic activities that wants to cause trouble in our family or that is causing. Let's destroy them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, I'm saying it again that the Bible says we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. Because God knows that Satan roams around like a roaring lion looking for those he will devour. But the Bible tells us that you don't be ignorant. My wife and I, we could have a misunderstanding. And while you're having that misunderstanding, and maybe I perceive that this thing is going to go away from what we are discussing and is trying to be magnified, I say, hey, my wife, you know, devil has come now. Let's stop this thing. The devil has come. He wants to magnify this problem. Instead of us allowing to magnify, let's stop now. If we stop, it stops. If we continue, we magnify it. So why don't we stop? You should not be ignorant of the fact that devil is roaming around, he's roaring around, he's looking around for the family he will enter. He will not enter our families in Jesus' name. He will not enter into our family in Jesus' name. Now let us pray that every disagreement in our homes from tonight, we break it in the name of Jesus. He sees this in the name of Jesus. Pray against disagreements. With the disagreement, we cannot prosper. When a family is disagreeing, they can't prosper. Let's pray that, Lord, remove every disagreement. Cause everyone to forgive each other in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27? It says, do not let sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold in your family. Do not give the devil a foothold in your family. Be alert and be sober-minded. You know, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He will not devour us in Jesus' name. We resist him. We resist him over every family in this church in the name of Jesus. You know, it says standing firm in faith because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering and temptations. But through God, we shall do valiantly in Jesus' name. Now, I want us to pray for husband and wife, especially right now. I'll be rounding up now. You know, I want us to pray for husband and wife. You know, the Bible says, can two walk together except what? They agree. But there's power in agreement. I want us to pray for every family, every husband, every wife that is represented in this church, that the Lord will help us to agree with each other. You know, that the husband, you see, you cannot, excuse me, I want you to listen to this. We cannot progress in our lives when we are in disagreement. We can't progress. Because the devil will go and wait for us. But when we agree together, there's nothing we want to achieve that we will not be able to achieve. So let us pray that there will be agreement between husband and wives in this church in the name of Jesus. And there will be progress and prosperity in every home in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will bond every family together. The Lord will bond our hearts together. The Lord will bond the children and the parents together. The Lord will bond us together in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, I want us to pray this prayer. I want us to pray for those that are aging, those that are relocating among the families in this church, those that are retiring. Some could be becoming fearful. Because in case you don't have much at home where you're retiring to, in case you don't have, enough finances, enough retirement plan. But I tell you, God is able. Amen. God is able. He's a provider. When you lean on him, he never fails. God never fails. Even if you don't have anything, he said, ask and you will receive. Don't worry. He said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, do what? Let your request be made known unto God. Whatever request, whatever way you feel, even if you don't have anything, God is able to provide for us. Amen. So tonight, the scripture says in Isaiah 46, verse 4, he said, even to your old age and gray ears, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you to the end. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. The rest is not for the swift. I will sustain you. That's what the Bible says. Now I want us to pray tonight that God will sustain every family relocating, every family retiring, every family looking for one thing or the other. God will sustain us in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Those that are aging, every family that are aging, any family that is aging, that is relocating, that are retiring, that have fears, God will remove their fears. They will age gracefully. They shall age gracefully. The Lord will sustain them. You will provide for our needs. You will provide for such families in the name of Jesus. There will be no lack. There shall be no lack in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we want to thank you. Lord, we want to thank you because you are God that hears our prayers. You listen to our cry. Before this night was planned, you already know that we are coming. Lord, and you have waited for us here. Even for those that are not here tonight, we say, bless us in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are people that are grieving, oh Lord, in this church. Maybe they've lost their loved ones, oh Lord, like Sister Mary. Oh Lord God, and we pray for them that, Lord, you are the God of all comfort, that you comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. You will remember them in your mercy and meet all their needs according to your riches in glory in Jesus' name. You comfort every family, you bless every home in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke you, devil, we rebuke all your cohorts in the name of Jesus, concerning every family in this church in the name of Jesus. We say, Lord, oh God, let your blessing fall on us. Lord, distinguish every family in this church with your glory. That this year, oh God, Lord, you will answer everyone, every need, oh Lord, that we have been waiting on you for in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated and quickly turn to Matthew 5:16. We'll be praying for the church. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's the call for the church, that they will see yours and mine good works. By the way, what is church? Is it this? No. It is you and I. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you are the church. And again tell him, I am the church. Now tell, we are the church. Amen. So, if we, you and I, are supposed to shine the light, that's the calling that God has given us. He has brought us into the light of salvation, and he's calling us to shine his light. Amen? But do we always do that? Do we always do that? No answer. Well, sometimes no. But then, let's look at Luke 11, verse 36. Today, for the church, we are going to pray against hindrances to shining our light. Luke 11:36, I'm reading it from the NLT. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. You see, while we were coming today, the Royal Opera House was lit up. Anybody noticed? Or somebody was sleeping and driving? No. The Royal Opera was lit up and you could see the light far away. We were thinking it was some other place, but then when we took the turn, we knew it was Royal Opera. And here, God is saying, you and I are brighter than those lights when we are filled with light. Amen? When we are filled with light. The problem lies there. The problem lies there. Tell your neighbor, the problem lies there. Where? Ask your neighbor, where? Where? Let's look to Isaiah 50 verse 10. Isaiah 50, verse 10. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and who has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Problem number one. When we are not able to trust God in darkness. Trust God in darkness. Not in the light. It's easy to trust God when there is light. But when there is a physical darkness around you. Remember, you are the light of the world. But there are times that you are put into dark situations that you are not able to see through. That time, our floodlight grows dim. Anybody experience that? Can I see a wave of hands if anybody has experienced that? Thank you. Thank you. I thought I was the only mortal man here. Right? Let's rise up. We are going to pray against these things that dim our light. Amen? The Lord shall deal with it in Jesus' name. Quickly, let's look to Psalm 18, verse 28. Psalm 18, verse 28. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. You will light my lamp. When the psalmist said, you will light my lamp, remember what Jesus said. The lamp of the body is the eye. And if your lamp of the body, if the eye is dark, then how great is the darkness? Here we are going to pray. Lord, open or light up my lamp. Light up my spiritual eyes so that I can see through every dark situation. We are going to pray. Father, Lord, light up my spiritual eyes so that, Father, through every dark situation, I would be able to see through them in the name of Jesus. Light up the spiritual eyes of the church, O Lord. Father, that you will enlighten the darkness before us in the name of Jesus, that we would be able to see through every dark situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, open my eyes. What is the dark situation that you are seeing in front of you? If you are seeing it, that is what the church is also seeing. That is what your brother also goes through or your sister is going through. There are situations that we are not able to see through. Lord, open my spiritual eyes in the name of Jesus. Open my spiritual eyes in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Genesis 21 verse 19, we are not going there. Hagar was covered with that kind of a situation. She was sent away. She was in the desert. No water. She was seeing her child going to die. And the Bible says the Lord opened the eyes of Hagar and she saw a well. Whatever hopeless situation it seems to you tonight, the Lord will enlighten your darkness in the name of Jesus. As He lightens your lamp, you shall see through every situation in the name of Jesus. Your solution shall arise in the name of Jesus. Because this is the month of light, you have entered into the month of light. The Lord shall open your eyes in the name of Jesus. Turn that into a prayer. Father, open my eyes to see solutions through dark situations, O God. Father, where there is no hope, Lord, open my eyes to see the well of hope in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to the solution for my troubles in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Psalm 36, verse 9. Problem number two. When we don't see His light. Yes. Yes. In your light, we see light. We are able to see light when light is shown. And what is that light? What is His light? Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Proverbs 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. There are many a times that through dark situations, we don't catch the light. The Rhema word that comes, the word that God speaks, there are times that we miss it. And here the psalmist is saying, in your light, we see light. We're going to pray. Psalm 119, verse 130. That's our prayer. The entrance of your word gives light or brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. What's our prayer? Lord, in every situation that I'm going through, the word which gives me understanding, let it come to me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, shine the light of your word that brings understanding, that brings divine understanding. Shine the light of your word, O God, Father, as a solution. Lord, let me be able to pick from your word, Father. Lord, let me be able to understand from your word, Father. Every dark situation that the church goes through, Father, give the church understanding. Give us understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your word establish our understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, what is the understanding that we need? If we look at Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. Yes. And verse 19, brother. Yes. Let's break down those two verses into three prayers. One, Lord, help me to understand the eternal hope to which I am called. Before you pray, let's understand something. There are earthly disappointments. There are earthly challenges which take our focus away from the eternal hope that God has placed us in. When we don't understand the eternal hope, the earthly challenges can pull us down and keep us down. But the moment our eyes are open to the eternal hope that God has placed us in, you and I are not a hopeless generation. If you want to understand it better, remember David. He sinned with Bathsheba, condemned, right? The child was born. The child died. David prayed for the child. Once the child died, did David go in despair? No. Turn with me to 2 Samuel 12:23. Yes. See, the world stops with that except for the last sentence. Can I bring him back again? That's how the world mourns. But see David over there. Even when he had sinned and when he sought God's forgiveness and when the child died, his hope was, I shall go to him. I shall go to him. That's our hope in every situation. That is not the dead end for us. God, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, can bring back dead situations to life. Else, I still have an eternal hope. Amen? That's what we are going to pray. God, give me, open my eyes to the understanding of the eternal hope that I have in Christ Jesus. Father, as a church, open our eyes to the understanding of the eternal hope that is laying ahead of us, O Lord God, that has been prepared for us, the glorious destiny that has been prepared for us. Lord, as a church, open our eyes, O Lord God. Father, as an individual, Lord, open my eyes, Father. Lord, that I will not be bogged down, Father, by the pressures of the world. But Lord, I shall look up, I shall lift up my eyes above the hills from where my hope and my help comes from in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Still at Ephesians 1, 18 and 19, the second prayer point. Father, grant me understanding of the greatness of your power in my life. Of the greatness of your power in my life. You see, the power lines that go, high tension lines, we see them. What happens if you touch them? You're finished, right? But there is a power in it. We don't tap into certain powers because we just stop with seeing them. We don't seek to understand them. I'm not saying now go and touch a HT line and see. No. But let's seek the power that God has in store for each of us. It is activated by faith. The power, glorious power to those who believe. So that's what we are going to ask God. Father, grant me understanding of the greatness of your power. The greatness of your power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. It's the same power that is working for you and I. Lord, grant me understanding of the greatness of your power. The greatness of your power that is in work for me. Father, the greatness of your power that silences the foe. The greatness of your power that silences the avenger, that puts to shame Satan each time he comes accusing. Father, the greatness of your power that is able to restore. The greatness of your power that is able to give life. The greatness of your power that is able to heal. The greatness of your power that is able to provide. The greatness of your power that is able to take me far above and beyond every situation. Lord, help me. Grant me understanding in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The third point in that, grant me understanding of the glorious inheritance I have in you. Misunderstanding of that, remember Esau. He could not understand what he was going to get, and he missed his inheritance because he was hungry. Many a times we hunger. Many a times God allows us to go through situations of hunger, situations of darkness, but then let it not compromise our understanding of what he has kept in store. The devil dislodges us from that place. He tries hard. Tonight he shall not triumph in Jesus' name. Because understanding shall come to you. The Lord shall enlighten your darkness in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. Father Lord, enlighten my understanding towards the inheritance that I have in you. Towards the great and glorious inheritance I have in you. Lord, enlighten my understanding in the name of Jesus. Enlighten my understanding, Father, that I may know what you have laid in store for me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Another reason why our light does not shine when we are overwhelmed with darkness. Psalm 139, verse 11 and 12. You may be seated. Psalm 139, verse 11 and 12. Yes. The psalmist over here, if you notice, he was so overwhelmed that even the light that he had in front of him, if you look at verse 11, it says, he says, even that light is like night to me, Lord. There are times that there are so many depressing news that come around you that you and I sometimes forget the good things that God has done. There are many a times that I call my wife and there are times that I tell her, this happened, that happened. I'll tell the bad news first. And then there would be, by the way, we got this thing working. And then she'll say, why didn't you say that first? See, most of the time, it is the negative that draws us down. That is what dampens our light. And here, what does the psalmist end with in that verse 12? Darkness and light, both are alike to God. See, when the Egyptians were chasing the Israelites, what did God do? Let's look at Exodus 14, verse 20. That's where we are going to be praying. In your seated positions, without sleeping, let's be praying. Exodus 14. Yes. Did you notice that? One did not come near the other all the night. There were things that were tormenting and chasing. Just like there are fears chasing me or fears chasing you, there are things that the devil tries to whisper into your ears, trying to put in fear. But here, what does God do? He comes as a cloud over there. It becomes darkness for the Egyptians, but it becomes light for the Israelites. It's the same for you and I. There may be bad news all around, but tonight we are going to pray, Lord, let your cloud come upon every darkness that is trying to chase me and overwhelm me. Father, Lord, in your seated places, pray this prayer. Father, Lord, let your cloud come upon every force of darkness that is trying to overwhelm me. Lord, darkness and light are both alike to you, Father. Lord, darken every force of darkness in the name of Jesus. May they not find their way. Darken their ways, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Darken their ways, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness that is tormenting the church, Lord, darken their ways, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Still in that point, let's turn to Isaiah 45, verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. Still on that point, Lord, create darkness for every power of darkness that is tormenting. Every family in this church, every household in this church that is being tormented by darkness. Lord, create darkness over it in the name of Jesus. Create darkness over every situation of unemployment. Lord, create darkness over every fear. Create darkness. Let it not end up and ruin households in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are going to pray. Lord, let your light come upon every household. Let your light come upon every household in the name of Jesus. Lord, shine your light over every overwhelming situation in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine upon every overwhelming situation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let paths be shown for them. Father, who are in darkness, Father, Lord, let paths be made clear for them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lastly, John 8:12. When does my light go dim? When I don't follow the light. Let's quickly turn to 1 John 2:9. We prayed this for families. Now we are going to pray for the church as well. Unity. Yes. When the spirit of grudgery comes in. You see, that is when darkness sets in. If I hold anything against my brother, my floodlight has gone. So that's what we are going to pray against. Any begrudging spirit that is resting upon anyone in this church, tonight, let it move in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, tonight, cause every spirit of grudgery, let it not rest upon anyone in this church in the name of Jesus. Father, that each one of us will walk in light because we are in the light. Lord, let every spirit of grudgery give way in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Jesus said, he who follows after me, he who walks in the light, it's a continuous process. We are going to pray, Lord, keep me from stagnancy. Keep me from stagnancy. When I stay, I don't grow. God expects us to move. God expects us to walk in the light. So we are going to pray, Lord, against every spirit of stagnancy that is trying to settle upon this church. Tonight, let there be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, that I shall not be stumbling, I shall not be falling, nor shall I be stagnant. Pray this prayer, brethren. I shall not be stumbling, I shall not be falling, nor shall I be stagnant, but I shall walk in the light, and I shall grow in the light, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Isaiah 42, verse 16. And we will be closing after this. Isaiah 42, verse 16. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. You're going to pray this prayer. Lord, in this month, everything that was darkness, I have entered into November. Lord, make it light in the name of Jesus. Because your word says, I will make darkness light. Father, every situation that this church is facing, any family in this church is facing, which seems like darkness, Lord, let light surface out. Make it light, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the crooked places, Lord, make them straight in the name of Jesus. Every form of crookedness, Lord, make it straight for this church in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lastly, Esther 8, verse 16. The book of Esther, chapter 8, verse 16. And that shall be our portion in Jesus' name. Yes. And honor. The Jews were going to be annihilated, finished. But then, instead, when they were delivered, the first thing they had was what? Light. And along with light came gladness. Along with gladness came joy. Along with joy came honor. That shall be yours and my portion in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to rise. The word of God says we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. During the testimony, while the brethren were sharing testimonies, we heard of testimony of incident while driving, and we heard of some unusual feelings in the body concerning our health. Every time we have these unusual feelings, we should not attribute it to the environment or whether it's changing this. Because there were two experiences during yesterday in the office. That is not the first time. And I know this, it was an arrow. I want us to close our eyes and you pray. Every spirit of arrow backfire to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of arrow of infirmity, arrow of insanity, arrow of sudden death, backfire to sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow targeting us or our family to work as the year is going to an end, back to sender in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. How many of us have benefited from the mission before? Mission. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, I attended primary school established by Mission Church, Ebenezer African Church. And by the grace of God, I attended secondary school that is also a mission oriented Baptist, Baptist mission from US. So when we say we should pray for mission, we should know that either we or our family members at one time or the other have been a beneficiary of mission. Not only for people to be saved, to be educated. You educate them in their communities, they build hospitals, and they brought people to the knowledge of God and eternal matters. Praise the Lord. I want us to quickly read, praise the Lord, Acts of Apostles chapter 8, verse 5, I read. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave each unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone going to mission or group of mission, this mission means fulfilling the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:18. Should send, go ye into the world. We are going to pray. You cannot do the work of the mission or be a missionary without the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ in Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. I want us to pray for missions. Missions and missionaries, that the Lord will empower them by the Holy Ghost, that they will be able to face the challenges of the assignment. In the name of Jesus, Father in heaven, we lift up all the missions and missionaries worldwide. Lord, we lift them up before you this hour. We pray according to your word that they be endued with power from on high, that the Holy Ghost will come upon them, and they will be empowered to do the work, the assignment that is committed to their hand, and they will do it successfully to the glory of your name alone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray that the Lord will clothe them with all his armor, because most of the places they are going into dark, dark places where there are forces that is ready to fight back. We are going to tell the Lord, all the missionaries, wherever they are assigned, Lord, put upon them all your armors, that they'll be able to withstand all the forces of darkness, all the opposing forces. Father, we pray, Lord, for all the missionaries worldwide, in different terrain where they are assigned, Lord, that you put upon them all your armor, that they're able to challenge all the forces of wickedness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. If you know how to pray for yourself, you should know how to pray for the missionaries. We are here, we talk about our children, we talk taking them out on weekend. These people don't have time to take their family out. Most of them abandon their family somewhere else. And if their family is with them, the key assignment is that ministering to souls, which is God's business. We are going to pray that the Lord should take care of, be in charge, the welfare of the missionaries, their families, that the Lord should take care of them, that they should not be in want, they should not lack. The Lord should supply all that their heart desire, all that is needed for their family. The Lord should meet them at the point of their needs. All their families, all that is due to them, the Lord should meet them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We know Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle, we didn't read that he has a wife. He was not married. He has no children. Yet, he had needs. And at a point, he was telling the Corinthians, Philippian Christians, that all the places into Macedonia, other places, no one communicated to him in terms of giving and receiving except you. So, and because of that, My God shall supply all of your needs. We are going to pray that the Lord will raise destiny helpers for missionaries wherever they are, worldwide. Father in heaven, we commit all the missionaries into your able hand, Lord. You are the one that has sent them. And your instructions that they should not go with anything. They should not take purse. They should not take clothes. Because you are able to meet their needs, we pray, Lord, that you release destiny helpers to them. You connect them with people that will carry their burdens in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you read that Acts 8, Philip, during his missionary work, you see that there's a man who was named Simon, who has spirit of divination. He has been bewitching people there before. You have many Simon in places where the missionaries are assigned. We are going to pray, Lord, that the Lord should give them discerning spirit, that they will be able to know who are really allies in God's business, that they will not bring enemy close to themselves as allies. Father, we pray for missionaries that you endow them, Lord, with discerning spirit, O Lord, to be able to discern between good and bad in their daily assignment, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray for spirit of boldness for them, because in some places people will be threatening them. Say, don't talk. If you do this, you see. So that in Acts 4:29, say, they rather obey God than men. That behold, they are threatening. Every threat of forces of wickedness, that the missionaries will be able to speak with all boldness. They will be able to have the fear and faith of God, and they will be able to do that which they have been assigned in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, Lord, we commit the missionaries, Lord, into your able hand, Lord, that you give them boldness, the spirit of boldness and courage to be able to perform that task, the divine assignment you have committed to their hand. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And lastly, I want us to pray for the church. TBLF is supporting many missionary and mission outfits. We are going to pray that the church will not be tired. They will continue to know that this is God's business. As they are doing God's business, God will take care of their own. And because of the door the Lord has opened for them to be in this nation, they are already in a foreign mission. And the foreign mission is to support the gospel. We pray, Lord, that you continue to uphold the church. The church will never grow tired. The gate of hell will not prevail against the church. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Put those hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. God has done mighty things in our lives. We are going to take 5 minutes to pray for nations. And our key scripture that we're going to use to pray briefly is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. The only prayer point we'll take today is, Lord, heal the nations. Heal our land. The land of my own nation where I come from, Lord, heal them. We decree healings upon the nations. The Bible said, and unto them that believe, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Father, arise with healing in your wings in the nations of the earth. Arise with healing in your wings in the nations of the earth. I pray for my nation where I come from. Begin to pray for the nation where you come from. The Bible said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, your Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Heal my nation, Nigeria. let everything begin to turn around. Let there be supernatural intervention in our nations. In the name of Jesus, arise with healing in your wings. Arise with healing in your wings. Let your healing power begin to operate upon my motherland. In the name of Jesus, let your healing power begin to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to decree, Father, every strong man operating over the nations, denying the word of God from coming into the nations, let them be toppled now in the name of Jesus. Pray every strong man in every nations of the earth, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, that are denying the inflow of the gospel or trying to stop the word of God, let them be brought down now in the name of Jesus. We destabilize and frustrate. We pull down and uproot every strong man that is opposing the word of God from entering into the nations of the earth for their deliverance and their supernatural rescue. In the name of Jesus, we command those strong men to be uprooted by fire and be cast down to the pit of hell. In the name of Jesus, move by your power. Move by your power. Move by your power and remove every strong man from their positions. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise God. We still have about 2 minutes. We are going to be praying because we are nations ourselves. Genesis chapter 25 from verse 21 to 23. 23, he told Isaac concerning Rebekah, two nations are in your womb. Therefore, we are going to lift up our lives. We are praying tonight. We are going to say, Father, I stand before you as a nation. I ask that you arise in my life. I stand before you today as a nation. Arise in every aspect of my life for my supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. I have prayed, I have called upon you tonight. Heal my own land. I will not live here with a sick land. Cause my land to be healed. My Father, arise and turn my situation around. As a nation, I stand before you. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks. Give Him praise.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, God Almighty has answered your prayer this night. I just quickly, we have to pray for some people. There are some people that they are sick. When you see them, you see some are moving, but they are not physically. Physically, you have seen them that they are okay, but they are sick. We need to pray for these people. There are some that we can see them immediately. We know that this person is sick. So, turn with me to Psalm 34, verse 19. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. These people have been afflicted by sickness. So, and the Lord say, he deliver them out of all. In Exodus 14:14, he said, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. As many that are sick, the Lord Almighty will fight for them and they will hold their peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 30 verse 2 says, O Lord my God, I cry out to you and you heal me. Let's turn it to prayer. Prevention, you know somebody that is sick. Somebody that close to you that is sick, pray for them. Lord, deliver them. Set them free. All the righteous ones that are sick, Father, set them free. Heal them of their diseases. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, heal them. Set them free in Jesus' name. Father, we pray as many that are sick, Almighty God, that you will heal them. Let your healing hand be over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every device of Satan, every device of enemy over them, Father, render them impotent in the mighty name of Jesus. Render them useless in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal them and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Samuel, chapter 7, verse 25.
Verse 25.
Praise the Lord. God has used some people for us this night. We are going to pray for them. That for everyone, you are part of whom God has used tonight. Because you open your mouth and pray. You open your mouth and sing. God has used you tonight. So you are going to pray that for everyone you have used tonight, make your promise over them as a permanent reality. Turn into prayer. That God Almighty should do as He promised over everyone that He has used tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. That Lord Almighty God, as many that He has used tonight, every pledges of God, every promises over them must come to pass. He must come to reality, a permanent reality. As God has promised, He shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Psalm 102, verse 2. As you step into the month of November, Psalm 102, verse 2 says, do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I will call. Answer me speedily. Father, I pray unto you this night. Every prayer I've taken before you, answer me speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Lord, answer me speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. Answer me speedily. As I've called on you tonight, Father, as I call, let me witness, let me receive my answer immediately. Let my testimony be full. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let's pray for this afternoon message, service, that God Almighty, that we want His presence in this auditorium. Everything we are going to do, that God Almighty should take control. From the ushering team, praise and worship, to the minister of God, and to every service, including the Friday class, that God Almighty take charge and take control in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the service be to His glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Almighty God, that Your presence shall be felt in today's service in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we just want to thank You once again and glorify You for counting us worthy to witness the month of November. There is no one that we call the month of November without mentioning the word no. And I pray and I decree into your life that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month of November, you shall not have shame in Jesus' name. In this month of November, you will not have any recession in the mighty name of Jesus. No debt in Jesus' name. No sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. No one step forward and two step backward in the mighty name of Jesus. No bad news for you in Jesus' name. No sudden death in your family in the mighty name of Jesus. No accident, no problem, no regret, no loss of any kind in this month of November in the mighty name of Jesus. No sickness, no weeping in your family in the mighty name of Jesus. No calamity will befall you in the mighty name of Jesus. As they call on the month of November, that they be mentioning no, everything that represents no in your life shall be turned to positive in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In this month of November, no way for devil in your life in Jesus' name. I pray as you step out right now, the Lord Almighty shall go ahead of you in Jesus' name. Every crooked way shall be made straight in Jesus' name. And when you return this afternoon, it shall be to God's glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. Once again, your children that you have used this day, Father, we pray that you will reload them with more anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.